Let's discuss the political right of women in Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran, in Surah Tawbah chapter number 9, verse number 71, وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ. And the believers, men and women, are protectors of one another. Not only socially, but even politically, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran, in Surah Mumtahina chapter number 60, verse number 12, women approached the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّبِيُّ إِذَا جَاءَكَ الْمُؤْمِنَاتُ يُبَايِعْنَكَ عَلَىٰ. O Prophet, when the believing women come to thee to take the oath of allegiance, here the bayah is far superior to the modern voting system. Because besides accepting the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the head of the state, they even accepted him as a messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And women, they even took part in battlefield. It is mentioned in Sahih Bukhari in the book of Maghazi, volume number 5, hadith number 4604. Women, they provided water. They even provided first aid. And there was a woman by the name of Nusaybah bint Ka'b. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was praising her as she protected the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam during the Battle of Uhud. Just because the political rights of a woman in Islam are equal to that of a man, what would you say, the woman's rights in Islam, they are modernizing or they are outdated?